Welcome back, Warrior fans. Boys basketball about to get started here in about 5 minutes. Warriors playing the Falcons of Faith Bible, a 2A school from the Hillsboro area. Warriors come into this one pretty heavy favorite. The Falcons are just 2-5 on the year. And they have losses to Echo, Union, Arlington, Life Christian, and Gaston. This one is not likely to be a real tough contest for the Warriors, but after a week off, and the Warriors had a lot of sickness a week ago. Kid about 30 down there. Tonight should be a significantly different story, though, as the Warriors should handle the Falcons without too much problem, but it'll give the Warriors a chance to kind of get back, get their sea legs back, and do something besides just practice and kind of get everybody back in a rhythm a little bit. The other games here at this tournament, it's a Christian school from Mount Vernon, I believe, up in Washington, and, of course, Riverdale. And so I don't know anything about the Mount Vernon school. Riverdale, not traditionally a real strong basketball program here. They did win a league championship back in 2013, but that's kind of the limit of their basketball prowess. And the Warriors should be heavy favorites to win this game going away. We've got about 3.5 minutes to go before we get started here. Warriors tonight, since Tyler's not here, I'll get the start to Tommy Jackson, the 6'3 senior. Kodiak Yeager, Jason Nelson, Zach Blake, and Sam White round out the starting five for the Warriors. The Falcons will start number one, a 6'1 sophomore, Caleb Vandergeisen. We'll try that name right, Vandergeisen. Number 10, a 6'3 junior, Caleb Predmore. Number 11, a 5'11 freshman, Johnny Walker. Number 15, a 6'1 junior, Nick Rex. And number 21, a 5'11 junior, Dylan Carpenter. So Vandergeisen, Predmore, Walker, Rex, and Carpenter for the Falcons. Warriors come into this game 7-1. Had their first loss of the year down at Coquille. Like I said, about a significant number of guys either not there or playing under the weather, limited minutes, limited ability. And talking to Coach Nelson about that game, he said, you know, Coquille is a legitimate team. Would have been a tough game if we had been healthy, but when we show up down there without a full contingency of healthy players, he said it just wasn't a contest. Warriors, of course, have some good wins this year. They knocked off Salem Academy by 10 at their place. Took down a tough Umatilla team by 14 at home. And the Santa Am Club was a real scrappy bunch. Warriors beat them by 10. And, of course, one of the tougher games of the year was against Kennedy right off the bat, 77-72. Kennedy with good athletes, good length. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with at the 2A level this year. All right, we're going to take a break for another minute or so until they're ready to do starting lineups here. We'll be back in just a couple of commercials. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Don't go anywhere.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with the concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide-format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship. Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting set for the starting lineups here. Faith Bible in their traveling designated away uniforms. They're wearing a navy blue with a white trim and white and gray numbers, letters. Gray, I guess it's a gray number and lettering with a white outline on it. Warriors in their home white uniforms with a royal blue numbers and letters, and well, royal blue numbers and gray letters with a royal blue trim on them. So for the Falcons, it'll be Vandergeisen, 6'1 sophomore, Predmore, 6'3 junior, Walker, a 5'11 freshman, Rex, a 6'1 junior, and Carpenter, a 5'11 junior. Warriors will start Sam White, Zach Blake, Jason Nelson, Tommy Jackson in the place of missing Tyler Parr, and Kodiak Yeager. I think Parr family may be out of town. I don't know. Christmas break, sometimes that happens. But he's not here tonight, and I don't think he's injured or sick. So Warriors go with good length. Bring Josh Ward off the bench when they need his presence in there in the low post. And they're ready to go out there. And I apologize. There's times where I can't see what's going on the floor. There is no high vantage point in this gym. There are sets of portable bleachers on each side of the floor that are three rows high. That's it. So I don't have much of a vantage. And if somebody stands up, I really can't see anything. So I don't have anybody sitting in front of me, but I have the Warrior bench between me and their basket. Sitting right behind Coach Nelson here. So Yeager and Predmore will jump it up. Yeager about an inch taller than Predmore. Ball's up. Yeager wins the tap. White chases it down. Warrior basketball moving right to left in front of me here. White crosses over, gets in the lane, all the way to the basket, kicks it out to Yeager, misses the short jumper. Jackson tips it twice, three times, and can't come down with the rebound. Pulled in by Vandergeisen. Vandergeisen gets it to Predmore, and he'll bring it up the floor. Predmore swings it left side and out of bounds, intended for Vandergeisen, threw it behind him. Warrior basketball, quick pass ahead to Blake. Blake on the right corner, three-pointer, no good. Jackson tips it, can't hold it, can't pull it in. It goes off of number 15, Rex, in the corner. It'll be Warrior basketball. Blake will inbound. Warriors 0 for 2 from the field so far to get things started. Inbound, Jackson out on top. Jackson down low. Yeager in the mid-post, turns with a jump right hook, no good. Predmore with the rebound. Predmore pushes it up himself. Middle of the floor, gets to the top of the key. Now shuffles it off to Vandergeisen. Down low to Predmore on the right baseline. 18-footer, no good. White with the rebound on the weak side. Sammy pushes it up the middle of the floor hard. Now he puts the brakes on, goes behind his back, crosses over, gets down, out in the corner to Nelson. Fakes the three with a little drive. Pulls up from 15. Banks it in. Love to see the make shot out of Jason Nelson. Got a couple of pretty impressive young female basketball players here in front of me. There's a steal by Nelson, and Blake lays it up and under for the basket. Warriors up 4-0 and get a little pressure on this Falcons team. Minute 10 gone in the first quarter. Warriors ahead 4-0. There's another steal by Blake. He read that pass. He'll go one-on-one here. Takes it in, steps through, then leaves it over for Blake or for White, but he drew the blocking foul first. Foul's going to be on Carpenter. Warriors ball left side of the key on the baseline. They will inbound. They're going to box it up here. Two at the foul line, two down low. They go to Yeager on the left baseline. He kicks it out to White in the corner. White for three. Good! Sammy White lighting it up from the corner. 7-0 Warriors. Nelson gets a tip, knocks it out of bounds. Warriors with not incredible length, but good athleticism at their guard and forward positions, with Nelson, White, and Blake, all very explosive athletes up on the press. It's a 1-2-2 press. Yeager almost got the steal. Vandergeisen comes down with it and kicks it back out top, and it's going to be knocked off the official who was standing in bounds. There's an almost steal by White. There's a jump shot on the right side, a three-pointer, no good by Rex, and Jackson goes high for the rebound and draws the foul as he comes down. 7-0 Warriors. They have the basketball. 6:14 left to go here in the first quarter. Blake, right ankle extended, out on top to Jackson. Jackson finds a popping out Nelson. He goes down low to Yeager on the left block. Back out to Nelson. They reset things. Out on top to White. White Works his way towards the right angle. Got the dribble with the left hand. Switches over now. Wants to take his man. Gets off the dribble. Shuffle past Jackson. Jackson lays it up and in. Nice play by Sam White. Get his guy off the dribble. And a nice shovel pass to find Jackson for the easy two. Much like Croxford did with Rosenbaum in the girls' game. It was a drive and a basket by Predmore at the other end. Got it all the way in. 9-2 Warriors. Nelson for three. Buries it from the right wing. Jason Nelson with 5 points in the game. Just pulled up and knocked that one down from the right wing. Kind of on the slow break there. Took the outlet pass ahead and just stopped at the three-point line. Nobody came out on him and knocked it down cleanly. Nelson gets a knock out of bounds on the pressure there, and so Predmore will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it into Rex. Rex Vandergeisen play catch with it. Lobs ahead to Predmore. Predmore top of the key, swings it down to the right corner, and a travel as Carpenter changes pivot feet in the corner. He went to make the pass. Warriors up 12-2. Carpenter out and Campbell in. Campbell, 5'10 sophomore. So this game is going to be a mismatch in a lot of different ways for the Warriors. White, right corner. They're actually longer, which isn't very common. They're quicker. They're better shooting, better ball handling, and a better defensive team. Blake for three out top. Rattles a cage. Won't stay in. Predmore with the rebound. Predmore in the open court. Loses it. Jaeger knocks away. Predmore gets it back. Predmore picks up his dribble. Out by the center circle. Finally throws it cross court to Rex in the corner. Rex steps back for three. Air balls that one. Jackson with the rebound. Hands it to Blake. Blake pushes up the right sideline with it. Ahead to White. White fakes a look at the three. Now backs it out to Blake out on top. Blake swings it left side to Nelson. Down low to Jackson. Jackson turns, faces, kicks it out in the corner to White. White in the right corner with it. Crosses over. Jump stop. Leans in with a scoop. No good. Jackson with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Tommy Jackson, such a tenacious rebounder. Just getting after that offensive glass and putting it up and in. It's a pass ahead. Predmore takes it in. Blake reaches in from behind, tries to get the strip. Predmore goes to the ground. It's either on White or Jackson. I think it's going to be on Jackson. Excuse my cough there. And my sniffles. 4:15 to go, first quarter, 14-2 Warriors. Predmore to the line to shoot two. Blocking foul on Jackson. I'm not sure why Predmore's tag is hanging out the back of his shorts. I'm not sure if his shorts are on inside out. Doesn't look like they are, but is maybe folded over so he can wear them a little bit higher. And then has a tag hanging out the back. Looks pretty obnoxious. My own personal opinion. Wouldn't let my own players do that. Predmore hits the first. He'll have one more. Second one, short. Jackson with a rebound. It gets high up there for it. Job by Tommy with the box out and the high rebound. Blake takes it in. Tries to go up. Predmore is going to get a rebound, I think. I think Blake's going to shoot two here. Nope, it's going to be a reach-in on number 11, Johnny Walker, his first foul. Third team foul against the Falcons. Blake to the line to shoot two. First one, perfect. Zach with three in the game. He'll have one more. Halfway through the first quarter, Warriors up 15-3. Blake a chance to extend that, and he does with another perfect foul shot. Warriors in full court man pressure. Nope, full court zone. Got a 1-2-2 zone going here. There's a cross-court pass to Rex. Rex, his pass knocked away by Nelson coming across from the weak side. There's a bounce pass ahead to Jaeger. What a pass by Sammy White. Kodiak Jaeger gets the easy basket. Sam White with a 50-foot bounce pass to hit Jaeger in stride cross-court. That was an absolutely perfect pass by Sam White. Outstanding job there by the senior guard. Good knock away by Nelson on the weak side. White pushed out of there with it up the left side and saw Jaeger streaking down the right side, made a great cross-court bounce pass from this side of half court to hit Jaeger for a no-dribble lay-in on the right side. Outstanding job there. 32nd timeout taken by the Falcons. Warriors up 18-3, 3:49 to go. Keely Graham and Morgan Croxford sitting down here in front of me just went to get some pizza. And great game from these two girls today. 24 points for Keely Graham. I think a career high, Keely? She doesn't know. And how many assists? a whole bunch, including a great one to Rosenbaum. Yeah, something like that, yeah. Oh. Morgan had more assists than that. All right, here we go. Falcons ball working against this 1-2-1-1 pressure. It's a pass across. Nelson knocks it away. Pass intended for Walker. Sorry about the cough, folks. Try not to cough into the mic there. Fred Moore out on top to Rex. Rex swings it right side. Vander guys in his pass knocked away by Blake. Nelson comes down with it. Fast break to Blake. Blake, oh, loses it off the dribble. I think he was thinking pass to White out in the corner and caught a piece of his foot with that left-hand dribble. Blake with a little mischievous smile there on his face, like, I can't believe I just did that. I had that, too. I had Sammy in the corner. Predmore with it, working up the middle of the floor, puts the brakes on, lets Jaeger go past. Predmore swings it left side to Carpenter, back out to Predmore, fakes the three, drives left, kicks it out in the corner. Now Rex fakes the three on the right side, swings it back to Carpenter. Carpenter goes high post to Predmore. Predmore with a wild scoop shot, no good. Loose ball, Predmore chases it down by the three-point line, top of the key. Steps through, and we'll have a reach-in foul on the Warriors as he tried to step through and get into the key. It's going to be on Jaeger, his first foul. And Coach Nelson needs a 30-second timeout. 3:03 left to go here in the first quarter. We're going to take a quick break also. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality. Because we care.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Just talking with Keely Graham here about her three-point shooting today. Five threes for Keely, including one from about 23, 24 feet. What's that, Morgan? Can't hear you, what? I did see her NBA three. It was deep, right in front of Reg there. I'm sure Reg saw it, too. Probably wasn't real happy about it at first until it went in. Warriors with a little pressure on the ball. They get it out in the corner to Carpenter. Carpenter with White on him. Puts it on the floor. Gets in. Pulls up. Little eight-footer. No good. Jackson with the rebound. Tommy doing a great job on the boards. Gets it out to Nelson down the right side. Jason pulls up at the three-point line. Leaves it for White. White, 22-footer. Right angle. No good. Jackson with another rebound inside. Out to Blake. Blake puts up the three from the left angle. Good! Rebound and assist by Tommy Jackson. Three-pointer by Zach Blake. Great job by Jackson. He's got four or five rebounds here in this first quarter. Kept a couple of possessions alive now, and that was a great kick out. Immediately realized that Zach was open. Found him for the wide-open look from three-point range. Kick ball at the other end. 21-3 Warriors, 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Fred Moore to... Oh, they've got a dead ball here. They're going to get a sub in. Vander Geisen back in. And now here comes Josh Wart. First time in a while. He missed the Coquille game out sick with the flu. Boy, that flu bug really went through this team. Jackson out. Great job by Tommy Jackson in the first 5 minutes and 40 seconds of this game. Owning the boards at both ends. Vander Geisen with it. 1-3-1 zone for the Warriors. Go down low. Kick it back out in the corner to Predmore. Predmore doubled out there. Cross court to Rex. Off his hands and out of bounds. Took his eyes off the ball. Good cross court pass by Predmore. Faith Bible coach by Joey Chapman, young guy. Maybe in his mid-20s or so. Might be pushing 30. It's hard to tell. Young guy with a fairly young team. Not a lot of size. Not an overly athletic team. They're going to struggle even at the 2A level, I think, this year. Try to go low to Wart. Blake's pass picked off by Rex. Rex gives it to Predmore. They don't have a ball handler except Predmore, which is going to be a real problem as this game goes on. He kicks it out in the corner to Vanderwijs, and he's knocked away by Blake, stripped up by White, but White gets it taken away from him. Ahead to Vanderwijs, and Vanderwijs on left side to Walker for the basket. Warriors had the fast break going, and White got stripped on that one. That was a nice play. Go down low to Jaeger. Jaeger to a cutting Wart off his hands out to Blake. Warriors need to settle down a little bit here, take care of the basketball. Under a minute and a half to go here, 21-5 Warriors. Blake, left corner, puts up the three off the back rim. Rebound by Falcons. And looks like that is going to be Credmore drawing the foul going the other way. Foul going to be on Nelson. See who they called this on. Nope, foul on White. I haven't got anything right all night guessing, I tell you. White with his first foul, 13 foul on the Warriors. Falcons also have three. Predmore to the line to shoot two. Hits the first. Predmore is their basketball team. There's no question about it. They list him at 6'3". He's about 6'1 and a half. Decent ball handler. Hasn't shown a proclivity to take an outside shot, but the Warriors have been pressuring him a lot. Misses the second one. Nelson with the rebound. Nelson brings it up himself. Top of the key. Kicks out in the corner. His pass knocked away by Carpenter and out of bounds. Trying to get White in the corner for the open look. Warriors go to their diamond formation on the sideline out of bounds. So Jaeger and Nelson at the foul line. Each corner of the foul line. Blake out on top and Wart down low. Here they go. Blake with it. Comes right down. Tries to go in the corner and Carpenter knocks it out again. They make some bounce passes here. Stop passing the ball chest high. Two in a row knocked out of bounds by Carpenter. He's going to start feeling good about his defense. Nelson fakes the three. Back out to Blake. Blake, 23-footer out top. Short. Jaeger high for it. He tips it. Nelson comes down with it. Nelson fakes the three. Fakes the corner pass. Now he'll take the three. No good. Blake with a long rebound. Steps back through. Kicks it out to Nelson. Nelson fakes the three. Little drive out to White. White. Jaeger, top of the key, swings it to Blake. Blake fakes the three from the left angle. Now cross courts to White. Coach Nelson calling out the play from the sideline. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 21-6 Warriors. Jaeger out on top to Nelson. Knocked away, gets it back. White, left angle three, no good. Jaeger high for the rebound, puts it up and in. Kodiak Jaeger with a weak side rebound and just put up the little three-footer back up and in. 13 seconds to go, first quarter. Warriors extend their lead to 17. The ball out of bounds off of Carpenter, I believe. Warrior basketball. 9.5 seconds left to go, first quarter. Blake brings it up himself. 7 seconds. 5 seconds to go. White crosses over, goes baseline, kicks it out. Blake, no good at the buzzer. It would have been good. Had it been off before the buzzer, he buried the three from about 25 feet, but he couldn't quite get it off before the buzzer. End of the first quarter, Warriors with a 23-6 lead over the Falcons of Faith Bible. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. I'll be right back.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back to exciting Warriors basketball. Warrior girls got the win earlier tonight. Had a tough game, but pulled it out 39-37 over the Faith Bible Falcons, a 2A powerhouse this year. Warrior boys up 23-6 after one quarter. I apologize for my voice. I'm battling cold here. And starting to get a little scratchy. Excuse me. All right. Second quarter ready to get underway. Warriors with a good dominant first quarter there, as to be expected against this Falcon squad. Warriors were led in the first half, or the first quarter, by Blake with 7. Nelson had 5. Jackson and Jaeger with 4 each. White with 3. So good balanced scoring for the Warriors. Going to see them go very deep in their bench tonight. Probably during this second quarter, if this lead continues the way it's gone in the first part of this game. I think we'll see him going 8-9 deep here in the second quarter. Rex with it down in the corner to Vander Geisen. Back to Rex on the right wing. Swings it over left side to Walker. Back to Rex. Okay, swinging around the outside here. Warriors in man-to-man defense. There's a cut and a travel by Walker. Good defense there by Nelson on the cutter. Denied him the shot initially, and the fundamentals weren't there for Walker as he drug his foot. 1-3-1 zone for the Falcons at the other end with Predmore out on top, their best player. Cross-court pass to White. White Blake play catch with it out top. Blake down in the corner to Nelson. Looks down low to Jackson. Had good position. Turns with the right hand. Missed it, but drew the foul. Good job by Tommy Jackson. Wanted to go back to his right shoulder, but turned on the left shoulder, went up with the right hand. Made a nice move to draw the foul. Fourth team foul on the Falcons. That's the third foul on Carpenter. Not a lot of depth for this Falcons team. They only have a couple guys on the bench. Jackson misses the first foul shot. That'll get Carpenter out and Campbell in. By the looks of this, I would say that Faith Bible does not have a JV program. Just guessing. Because by the time you get three deep on this team, there's no varsity player. Yeah, I'm going to take that back. After Prudo, there's no varsity players, really. There's nobody that would play any minutes except Predmore for the Warriors in their top eight guys. Jackson gets the second, 124-6, Amity. Falcon basketball, work it left side, put up a three-pointer from there, and that is Rex hits the three. Nick Rex with his first basket of the game cuts it to 24-9. Warriors up by 15. White trying to get the three back at the other end, makes the air ball out of that. Jackson misses the putback, gets it again, kicks it out, ball knocked away. Jackson gets it back, and we've got 3 seconds in the key. I'm not sure how you get a three-second call. I guess, actually, Faith Bible never had control, so it wouldn't have been a change of possession. It was just a tip ball. So turnover on the Warriors. Joe McNulty getting set to come into the game for Amity. Amity up 24-9. Predmore with it. Fakes a crossover on Wart. Now gives it up. Runs some cutters through. Predmore pops out. Top of the key. Puts up a three from there. And rattles the cage. Gets it to drop. Predmore with his first deep shot of the game. He's got seven in the game. White, right angle. Cuts through. Bounce pass to Nelson. Nelson lays it up and in. Nice pass by Sammy White. And a good cut by Jason Nelson to the basket on the weak side there. Warriors up 26-12. Campbell with it on the right angle. Back out on top to Rex. Swings it to Predmore. Predmore, Nelson on him. Drives. Pulls up foul line. Takes a tough shot. And gets the roll. That was a really tough shot by Caleb Predmore. Nice looking move, though, to get a shot off against Nelson. Nelson with the ball on the left wing. Warriors up 12. Corner three, White. Good. Sammy White. Burying the three from the left corner. Extends the lead back to 15. Kodiak Yeager and Joe McNulty set to come in at the next dead ball. Predmore with it. Picks up his dribble, swings it left to Vandergeisen. Vandergeisen waits for the pop-out Rex. Rex working on White, loses it, gets it back. Now he's doubled, and Nelson knocks it out of bounds. Jason Nelson with a good job to double-team Rex there with White. Blake out and Nelson out. McNulty, Kodiak Yeager, White, Jackson, and Wart on the floor. Predmore with it. Predmore works the right side, crosses over on McNulty, steps back, kicks it in the right corner to Rex. Rex out on top to Vandergeisen. Vandergeisen crosses over, goes back in the corner to Rex. Rex with White on him, crosses over. White forces him to pick up his dribble. They cross over and hit Predmore popping through. Predmore on the right angle, three-point line. Takes an off-balance long two, misses it. Jackson with a rebound. That was a tough shot. Looked like somebody trying to beat the shot clock. Not sure why he took it. McNulty swings it to White. Top of the key. Three-pointer. No good on that one. McNulty with the loose ball rebound underneath Yeager. Yeager will back it out on the right side. Loses it. Gets it back down to McNulty. McNulty swings it to White. White will hold the ball. Wait for the Falcons to get back into their... Looks like man-to-man defense they're playing now. Down in the corner to Wart. Wart doubled down there. They trap him. Wart goes baseline all the way to the basket. Leaves it a little short. That one just came off his hand and hit the front of the rim. Never got it above the rim. Had a wide open lay in there. What a nice move by the freshman out of the corner, but didn't have the finish. He won't miss that one again. Predmore with it out on top. Working on McNulty. He's going to pick up a foul. Going to pick up a foul on McNulty. Extending the arm defensively. Fourth team foul on the Warriors. McNulty's first. Four team fouls also on the Falcons. Falcons will inbound left side of the key on the baseline. Get it in the corner to Predmore. Predmore to Vandergeisen. Vandergeisen back to Predmore in the left corner. drives. McNulty gets in with the right hand, misses, tipped once. Jackson comes down with a hand to McNulty. McNulty wheeling and dealing up the middle over the right side to White. White penetrates in, shuffles it to Jackson. He loses it. Wart chases it down on the left wing. Wart goes baseline, takes it all the way in. He's grabbed by the shoulder, and he'll go to the foul line to shoot two. Nice move by Josh Wart. Josh will cover a lot of ground on a couple of dribbles there. He had the ball out 22 feet from the basket, put the ball on the floor twice, and was going to shoot a reverse lay-in before he was grabbed by the shoulder. Actually shot the reverse lay-in, just couldn't finish it. Wart misses the first foul shot. Josh coming off a really bad flu bug. Had him laid up for the better part of a week. One more for Wart, buries that one. So he's probably still getting his conditioning back. When you've had the flu for a few days, it takes a while to recover. Or is White with a steal in the open court, can't come down with it. Vandergeisen with it, ball knocked away and stolen by Jackson this time. Jaeger poked that one away from behind. So Jaeger will get the steal on that. Jaeger on the right wing, back out to McNulty. McNulty, right angle three, no good. Ball tipped and saved by White. White out in the corner to Jackson. Jackson back to White, left corner. Double team, gets it out to Jaeger, and he is fouled. That was a dangerous pass by Sam White, just kind of a soft one-handed hook pass along the sideline, anticipating Jaeger coming out to it. It got knocked away. They're going to have a foul called, I think, on the Falcons. Foul is on number 10. That's Predmore. That's his first foul. Nope, excuse me. Hold on. They haven't put that up there. That's the 16 foul. Yeah, that's Predmore's first foul. 16 foul against the Falcons. 32nd timeout called by Scott Nelson. Warriors are being led for a very balanced attack tonight. Nelson and Blake with 7 each. White with 6. Jackson 5. Jaeger 4. And Wart with 1. For Faith Bible, it's Caleb Predmore with 7 points. Nope, check that, 9 points. Walker and Rex have a basket each. Rex's was a three-pointer. 3 minutes to go in the first half, 30-14 Warriors. Hard to be your sharpest when you know you've got a game that it's almost impossible for you to lose, but that takes some discipline to be sharp. Then Nelson all the way to the basket, lays it up and in on a give-and-go from the corner from Wart. And the defense never got back to Nelson. Nelson with 9 in the game, leading all or tied for the lead with Predmore for all scorers in the game. Predmore goes base or goes down the sideline, gets it poked away by Jaeger. Warriors up by 18 in the game. Kick it out. Falcons trying to get it in on the from the right side of the baseline. McNulty with a steal to Jaeger. Jaeger. Going to take it in for the dunk, and yes, he flushes it down. Kodiak Jaeger with the two-hand flush. Just a little fingertip jam, barely moved the rim, but it was nice and pretty. He had Wart. Either one of them could have got a dunk out of it. Jaeger got his second dunk of the year, had a great dunk back in the Warrior tournament against Umatilla on a three-point or on a missed shot on a fast break. Out on top, Nick Rex hits a three-pointer for the Falcons. Cuts it down to a 17-point lead. Inside, Wart turns, reverse lay-in. He's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Nice move by Wart. Caught the ball on the right block. Took a drop step. Found himself closer than he wanted to be. Took it out the other side for the reverse and drew the foul. Josh Wart to the line. 1 out of 2 so far tonight from the foul line. He hits the first one. Such a nice-looking stroke. Fundamentally sound kid. Took him a couple of games to adjust to the speed and the size and the strength of some varsity post players, but since then he's been very good. Misses the second one. Jackson with the rebound. Turns, puts it up and in with a little hook shot. Tommy Jackson, the nice rebound and put back off the Wart missed foul shot. So the Warriors get a three-point trip out of that one. Warriors up by 20, 37-17. Rex down in the corner to Carpenter. Campbell out on top to Predmore. Predmore takes a 22-footer out top. No good. Wart high for the rebound. Warriors with a big lineup in there, about as big as they can get. Nelson on the right wing. Goes baseline, steps through, misses the shot. He's fouled. He'll go to the line. Jason Nelson with an excellent drive and step through. One of the things Jason's really improved on this year is giving the head fake, getting his man just to flinch, and then putting the ball on the floor with real aggression, getting himself into the lane for either the pass or the finish. This time, would have had the finish except for the grab on the arm. So Nelson to the line. Buries the first one. Jason having himself an excellent first half, 10 points. And he just does it as kind of the third or fourth option, really, in the offense. And when you think about this offense, this is the second one. When you think about this offense, you know, it's Blake and White and then probably Wart, if he's in the game, looking to get the ball inside. You know, Jaeger and Nelson. Nelson rarely gets a play called for him. Predmore hits a shot at the other end, a tough two off the dribble. Jaeger with a three on the other side. He misses that one. Weak side rebound. Nelson with the tip and pulls it down himself. Hits Jackson. Jackson, 10-footer, no good. Wart with the rebound, takes it up strong, lays it up and in. Nice job by Josh Wart for the offensive rebound and the putback. Minute left to go in the first half. Warriors up 40-19. What I was going to say, though, is that, you know, even Kodiak gets more plays run for him. So Jason probably is fifth on the team in terms of actually running plays for him. But he finds ways to get his points. Just out of the offense, as the ball movement comes to him, he takes advantage of the situations. He's shooting a really high percentage this year from the field because he gets so many drives. He's at the rim so much. Faith Bible trying to move the ball around the perimeter. Good defense by the Warriors, forcing him not to be able to get anything. Looks inside. Now they get to Predmore cutting. Predmore traveled. Might get away with that one in the NBA, but you need a dribble at this level, son. Gonna try to do a drop step and fade away, but never put the ball on the floor. Great move if you can pull it off. Great way to create space by taking two extra steps instead of one. 32 seconds to go. Nelson to Jaeger on the right wing. Back to Nelson, cutting to the basket. Missed the shot. He's fouled. Just that little slice and dice there. Nelson kicks it to the wing, dives hard to the basket down the side, and Kodiak goes right back to him. They trust Jason with that ball in his hands, and he's a good foul shooter as well. Jason to the line. It's one out of two from there tonight. First one. Perfect. Jason with 11 in the game. 28 seconds left to go. First half, Warriors with a comfortable 41-19 lead. Nelson makes it 42-19. Three out of four now from the line for Jason. And Falcons bring the ball up. Rex with it. Predmore now trying to play off the ball a little bit more. Rex picks up his dribble, looks for Predmore popping out. He gets the ball. Nelson went for the steal. Predmore gets it back. There's a tip by McNulty. Jackson picks it up. Back to McNulty. McNulty with the lay-in. Joe McNulty with a nice breakout there, and he gets the basket. Good job by Tommy Jackson. Predmore on the floor. They should be calling a timeout here. They don't. They shoot the ball instead, and that's the end. I think Predmore took a shot to the groin maybe. He is hurting. And Kodiak says, I don't even know what happened, but somewhere in that loose ball, when the ball got tipped by McNulty, there was kind of a, you know, three or four bodies going towards it, and looks like Predmore took a shot somewhere in there from one of the Warrior players, maybe one of his own, hard to say, when Jackson was trying to get the steal. All right, 44-19 Warriors after two. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in seven shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Warriors up 44-19 after two. They were up 23-6 after one. So up 17 and then extended that to a 25-point lead by halftime. Warriors were led by Jason Nelson with 12 points in the first half. Zach Blake was 7. Tommy Jackson was 7. Sam White, Kodiak Jaeger was 6 apiece. Josh Wart with 4. And Joe McNulty with 2. For the Falcons, Predmore with 11, Rex with 6, and Walker with a basket for 2. So winner of this game will play the winner of the Mount Vernon and Riverdale. Same thing for the Warrior girls. So that means, and I don't have the schedule in front of me right here, but I believe, I'll get you exact information here, but I believe that's a 5:30 start for the girls tomorrow. We'll get this for you and let you know exactly here in sometime before the end of the game tonight. All right, you're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We're going to a break for a few minutes, give my voice a rest, and we'll be back with the start of the second half in about 8 minutes. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark coming to you live from Riverdale High School near Lewis and Clark College, Southwest Portland. The Warriors lead the Faith Bible Falcons by a score of 44-19 at halftime. Warriors were led in the first half by Jason Nelson, but it was a very balanced attack. Nelson had 12, and then four other players had six or more points. Excuse me with a cough there. Warriors pretty much doing anything they want there in the first half. I think we'll see Coach Nelson go pretty deep on the bench here in the second half. Playing without Tyler Parr tonight, not with the team. Family-related absence. Tough over Christmas break sometimes to keep everybody here, but finally everybody on the team healthy, which is good to see. They're battling a pretty tough bout of the flu that ran through the team. 8 minutes on the clock to start the third quarter here. It's Riverdale Gym. Interesting, they put a beautiful floor in, full size, lots of room on the sidelines. I mean, it's a gorgeous floor. Lots of room on the baselines, probably at least 10 feet between, maybe 8 feet between the end line and the wall, so lots of room there. And then they put almost no room for bleachers in it. Just three rows of bleachers on both sides of the gym. They're just the portable bleachers. So really interesting to put in that much money into a new floor in a new building and to not build it big enough to have legitimate seating. So anyway, 3A school, but obviously seating capacity in their gymnasium was not high on their priority list when they built this school. Building's not that old. I think it was built in the 90s here. Warriors ball to start the second half. Blake with it. Swings it to White out on top. Takes a 23-footer straight away. That one's a little strong. And the box out and the rebound by Walker for the Falcons. Predmore with it. Pretty much their whole offense. There's a pass knocked away, but they get it back. Rex takes it in, pulls up from about 12 feet, misses badly. Ball tip, Rex gets it back, puts it up and in from about 6 feet. Just a loose ball, rebound put back there by Rex. Blake swings it to White. Playing a little catch out top with it now. Blake on the left wing, goes a high post to Nelson, turns, foul line jumper, good. For about 13 feet, Jason Nelson picking up where he left off in the first half. 14 in the game for Jason. Not sure what Jason's career high is, but we got to be getting pretty close to that if we're not already there. Vandergeisen with it. Swings it to Rex out on top. Warriors in man-to-man defense playing pretty tight all the way out to about 20 feet. Predmore works off a little screen. White comes across and gets a piece of the arm. Three-man officiating crew here from the Portland Officials Association, so they're not missing too much out there. Kept the game pretty clean so far. Second foul on Sammy in the game. First team foul for either squad here in the third quarter. Vandergeisen goes to Rex, the right wing. Back out to Vandergeisen. Vandergeisen crosses over, now goes to Predmore. Predmore with it. Fakes right, goes left, behind his back to his right. Pulls up at the foul line, shovels it to Rex. 24-footer, no good. White high for the rebound in traffic. Sammy pulls it out of there, pushes it up the left side to Zach Blake. Blake pulls up for three, no good. Jackson up over the back, but he gets the ball clean, takes it back along the baseline, and puts up a little floater on the baseline. Nice job by Tom Jackson. Jackson with 9 in the game. Quite certain that's a career high for him. He's done a great job starting for Tyler Parr tonight. Excellent job of just rebounding, putting things back, playing defense. You don't have to run any offense for Tommy. He's going to get his points in garbage. He will do a lot of cleanup work on the boards for you. Has good timing on the rebounding and has a knack for finishing around the basket once he gets a rebound. Carpenter starts to drive. Kicks it back out to Predmore. Predmore can't get past Nelson. Out to Rex. Rex for three. No good. Nelson can't get it. Blake gets a long rebound. Throws it ahead to Jaeger. Jaeger off his fingers. He chases it down to the left side. Reset out to White. White gets in the lane. Nice right-handed pass to Jackson. And Jackson puts it up and in. Tell you what. Sam White's passing has been exquisite tonight. That was an outstanding wraparound pass around the back of the defender to find Jackson on the right block for the lay-in. So Jackson getting his points because White making everything easy for him on that one. Out on top, Vandergeisen with it. Warriors up 50-21. Predmore goes baseline, pulls up, misses bad. Jackson with the rebound, gives it to Blake. Blake pushing hard up the middle of the floor. Pulls up. Ooh, his pass tipped and stolen by Predmore. Predmore in the open floor lays it up and in. Nice job by Predmore to get the steal and the basket. He has 13 in the game. There's a little pass down low. Jaeger thought he was going to be covered, fake the pass, and then put the ball up and in. That's another great pass by Sam White there, another assist for number two. Josh Wart coming in here shortly, about halfway through the third quarter, 4.5 minutes to go. Vandergeisen gets it over to Rex, and Nick Rex travels, changes pivot foot as he started to drive. Wart in and Nelson out. Might be it for Jason tonight. Warriors up by 29 points. That might be the end of his night, very possible. One by one, these starters will probably be coming out here. Jaeger in the low block, kicks it out. They go low to Jackson on the opposite side. Jackson turns to the right hand, puts it up and in. A nice little jump hook from Jackson. I think he wanted to pass that ball and then realized he could just put it up and in from about 5 feet away, and did. Up over the defense with a nice little hook shot. Redmore puts up a three, misses everything, out of bounds, and I think the night is about done for the Falcons. Predmore just shaking his head in disbelief that he airballed that one. He's played every minute of the game, though, and had to handle the ball most of the time. Jaeger steps back, hits a 17-footer from the left wing. Kodiak loves that spot. 10 points in the game for Jaeger. Jaeger loves that. Right around that foul line, both sides. That 15 to 18 foot range is really in his comfort zone, especially at a little bit of an angle. Not quite as much straight on, likes to be right at the corner of the foul line. Carpenter with it. Bounce pass to Predmore. Predmore picks up his dribble out to Rex. Rex for three. Good. Hits that one from out top. Nick Rex with his third three of the night. He's got 11 in the game. White down in the corner to Jaeger. Jaeger cross court to Blake. Blake, 23-footer right side. No good. Jackson with the rebound. Jackson fouled. Misses the shot. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Tommy Jackson just owning the glass at both ends of the floor. Just hustling. Great timing. Sticking after every ball until somebody's corralled it. Never giving up. Tipping the ball once, twice, three times sometimes before he gets the rebound. Jackson makes the first one. Tommy having a great night. He had 7 in the first half. He's got 7 in this half also. One more for Jackson. Chance to get himself to 15 points on the night with this one. And he's short. Wart tips it, comes down with the rebound. Tried to get it underneath Jackson and throws it away. Josh got trapped down there in the corner. Didn't really have anywhere to go with the ball. So Jackson, with the free throw, gives him 14 in the game. Easily a career high for Tommy. Probably a career high in rebounds tonight, too. He's got to be double digits on the boards. So a good night for the senior, filling in for Tyler Parr in the starting lineup, showing what he can bring to the floor. Warriors trap a little bit and knock the ball out of bounds. So it'll be Falcon basketball, far side of the court, just about half court. They inbound it to Rex. 2:45 left to go, third quarter. Predmore with the ball on the left wing. Tries to throw backdoor to Rex. Does. His shot up. Misses. Jackson with another rebound. Tommy Jackson ahead to Jaeger. Jaeger in the open floor. Slows it up at the foul line, or the three-point line, over to White. Sammy picks up his dribble out to Jaeger. Back to White. White with an open look. 23-footer right angle. Good! Sam White knocking down his third three of the night. Had some nice assists. Played some good defense. Good night all around for the senior point guard. They trap again. Predmore swings it to Rex. Rex puts up another deep three. It's like 25 feet. He buries it. He's got that low shot. Kind of starts it down by his middle of his chest. But it allows you for a lot of range when you start your shot that low. The other end, Blake misses the three. Wart with the rebound. Can't hang on to it out of bounds. He was trying to go back up before he corralled it. McNulty coming in. White coming out. That'll be it for Sammy tonight. Nice game for the senior point guard, 9 points. Probably about 5 or 6 assists on the night. Did a real good job both ends of the floor running the team on the offensive end and playing out on top on the defense. Falcons basketball, Warriors up by 31 in this game, 60-29. Predmore fakes the three. Kicks it over. Rex puts up another three. Misses this one. That was another 25, 26-footer. And there's McNulty with a steal. Jaeger in the open floor with it. Top of the key, crosses over, pulls up at the foul line, settles down back out to Blake. With the next dead ball, we're going to get Michael Duncan, the junior 5'9 guard in the game. His first varsity action, I think, of the year. Blake finds a little 15-foot range on the baseline and knocks it down. Blake with 9 in the game. Quiet night for Zach, but it's really been about the inside guys doing their job and a good balance on the team. 1-3-1 for the Warriors. Fred Moore goes baseline. They try to lob inside. Pass gets all the way through. Rex on the left side with a three-pointer. Hits it. Kid can do one thing for sure. He can shoot. He's got 17 in the game. That's 5 threes. Jackson's winded. He's coming out. And here come some other guys. Looks like we're going to get Wes Streeter into the game. And Brian Hatch, Michael Duncan. Warriors up 30, 62-32 with 56 seconds left to go in the third quarter. This is Warrior Basketball and KLYC. We'll be back in a moment.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 56 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Warriors up by 30 over the Faith Bible Falcons, a 2A program that's not going to be a very successful 2A program this year either. No depth on their team, and really only one real varsity player and one kid that can shoot. So Predmore, a pretty good player. Not much help around him. The Rex kid can shoot the three if he's open. He's hit 5 of them. But in part, that's because the Warriors just not picking him up where they should pick him up, giving him open looks. And some of those have been from about 25, 26 feet. So he's hit 2 from out that far. Hatch swings it to McNulty, left angle. McNulty down the corner to Streeter. Streeter out on top. Duncan, open look from 3. Misses that one. Duncan can really shoot the ball, though. Streeter with it. Goes bounce pass to Hatch. Hatch, right corner 3. No good. So guys come off the bench firing right away. Predmore with the ball. Brings it up the middle of the floor. Ward on him. There's a young group out there. No seniors on the floor. Oh, one senior. Take that back. Joe McNulty's on the floor. The rest of the guys are juniors or a freshman in Wart's case. Wart. Predmore on with the ball. Wart forces him to give it up. Now he gets it back. Predmore way out on the right angle. 6 seconds. Working for one shot here. Out to Rex. Rex, that is one of the longest three-point attempts I've ever seen within a half-court offense. He was about 2 feet out of the center circle and got the front rim on that. So Rex misses the three. End of the third quarter. Warriors take a 62-32 lead into the final frame. We'll be back after this message. This is KLYC McMinnville.
99W is in Enners Newburgh might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the 3 most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 8 minutes left to go in this one. Warriors with a 62-32 lead over the Faith Bible Falcons. Warriors have been led tonight by Jason Nelson. He has 14. Tommy Jackson has 14. Zach Blake with 9. Sam White with 9. Kodiak Yeager with 10. So good balance scoring out of the Warriors, which is what you would expect on a night like this. It will be, I believe, I don't see a possession arrow from where I'm sitting, but I think it's Faith Bible ball, Falcon basketball. Warriors have on the floor Michael Duncan, Wes Streeter, Joe McNulty, Brian Hatch, and Josh Wart. Predmore with the ball. Headed to the right angle. Wart on him. Wart staying at about the three-point line. Predmore picks up his dribble. Wart closes out, swings it to Rex out on top. Rex starts to drive right on Hatch, picks up his dribble, back out to Predmore. Predmore goes left, gets into the just inside the foul line, takes a tough shot, drew a foul on Wart there, I think. Gave him a couple of fakes, spun back to his left side, put up a jump shot and drew some contact. Pridmore will head back to the line. He's got 13 in the game. And with this free throw, he has 14. Not a bad ball player. He's done all the ball handling for them tonight. Just a junior. Pretty young team. No seniors. So they should be significantly improved next year. They could use some more athleticism and basketball talent for sure on that team. They've got a number of guys that should be JV players playing varsity for him. Redmore hits a pair. 14 or 16 in the game for him. Michael Duncan from the right corner buries a three, his second shot. Duncan with his first three or his first basket as varsity player this year that I can remember. Nice job by him. Knocked down that three clean. They've talked to Scott about Michael. He said he is an outstanding outside shooter. Needs to work on some other aspects of his game to get up to the point where he's a regular contributor on the varsity team. But Wart with a knockaway and a steal to Hatch. Hatch ahead to Duncan. Duncan will take this one in and finger roll it up and in. Michael Duncan with the breakaway and the basket. He's got 5 quick points there, the last 2 possessions. But Scott said no question that he can shoot the basketball at a varsity level. He just needs to be able to do some other things to get playing time. Down low, Predmore forced out by Wart. They get in the corner. Now swinging around the top. There's Wart with a steal. Wart in the open floor, takes it up, and lays it in with the left hand. And he's kind of smiling. His teammates wanted him to dunk it. But I don't know if that was a little nerves or what. His teammate, and one of the officials, kind of putting his hands out like, where is the dunk? Why didn't you throw it down? So everybody having a little fun with that one. Maybe he'll get another chance here tonight. He just didn't get his feet right, I think, on that one. But obviously Josh doesn't have any problem throwing it down. Predmore out on top. Got Hatch on him. Hatch moving his feet, staying in front. Predmore switch back, moves to the left, misses a jump shot. McNulty with the rebound. McNulty pushes this one up the middle of the floor. Kicks it to Hatch. Hatch down low to Duncan. Duncan, oh, his pass kicked. So it'll be Warrior basketball. Predmore saying, hey, it hit my hand. The official saying, it's a kick. There's a tip ball. McNulty comes down with it. McNulty. There's 6 players on the floor for Falcons, but it doesn't matter because Josh Wart steps through and lays it in. One of their players was slow getting off the floor. Didn't matter. They had 5-on-6, and the Warriors still got a lay-in out of it. 69-34. Warriors up by 35 points here. 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. Predmore gives it to Rex. Rex, deep, 25-footer, no good. And a reach-in foul called on Duncan, I believe. Third team foul on the Warriors. Falcons will inbound left side of the key on the baseline. Predmore will trigger it in. Having a hard time. Finally gets it to Rex. Rex picks up his dribble. There's Duncan with a steal. Ahead to Streeter. Streeter going hard with the right hand. Lays it up and in. Wes Streeter deceptively quick. If you're an opponent and you've never seen Wes Streeter before, you're thinking, you know, he's the short, slow kid, right? But West has got, obviously, very quick feet, and he's very explosive as a running back, and showed that right there with the ball in his hand, just blew by the defender who obviously didn't think West was going to move quite that quick. All right, 5:11 to go in the fourth quarter. We've got a timeout taken, full timeout, so we will take a break. Also, Warriors up big here at the Riverdale Tournament. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Warriors up 73-34 here at the Riverdale Tournament against Faith Bible. Falcons pretty much overmatched at every position on the floor all the time. Falcon basketball. Predmore with it. Predmore works toward the right side. Warriors in man-to-man defense. All reserves in there for the Warriors. Only one of the regular rotation in there is Wart. Predmore down to the left corner, Ward on him. It's good practice for Josh to guard somebody who's a better ball handler than he is. And we're going to have a foul called, I think, on West Streeter. West thought he got there. The official said nope. I think that's, oh, they're going to call it on Ward on a reach-in. So I think West did get there. I think he was pretty disappointed because he thought the foul was on him also, but they called the foul reach-in on Josh. Okay, here we go. Fourth team found the Warriors. Second on Ward. Go down low. Ward with a steal. Tried to get that into Preto. Gets ahead to Duncan. Duncan to Hatch. Back to Duncan for three. Good. Michael Duncan, when he gets those feet set, that release is very pretty. Good kicker, too, by the way. Put through a lot of extra points this year for the football team. Rex with it. Looks for a cutter. Vander Geisen out in the corner. Number 11 with the shot. Walker, he misses. McNulty with the rebound, fights through some traffic, gets in the open court, kicks it to Duncan in the corner. Duncan, bounce pass down low to Wart. Wart turns to the right hand, and he's fouled by Predmore. That'll put Wart on the line to shoot two. Good, strong, low post move by Wart. He's got about probably a three-inch advantage on Predmore down there. Wart. This is the first foul shot. Not really focused there. He was kind of talking to Coach Nelson about not finishing that shot. Didn't get his focus back. Didn't get his rhythm back before he got to the foul line. Second one, perfect. It's amazing how many free throws are missed just due to a lack of concentration. And I would say that was the first one on that one was just Josh not focusing. Second one, he's focused, knocks it down clean. Predmore with it. Board on him. Warriors up 77-34. Streeter pokes it away. They get it back. Walker swings it right side to Rex. Rex trying to go down low to Predmore. Now he gets it in the corner. Ward on him. Predmore wanted to drive. Instead, he backs it out towards the center circle. Trying to get a little screen to work with. Now he goes in the corner to Vander Geisen. Vander Geisen goes down low, pass tip twice, and the last time off of a Falcon and out of bounds. I think Duncan might have got a piece of that one initially. And then off the hands of Carpenter and out of bounds. Sub into the game. Number 5, A.J. Reed, a 5'9 freshman. Going to replace Vander Geisen, who's a sophomore young player. Very young team. But to compete at the 2A level, we've seen the likes of Kennedy this year and Sandy Am. So if you're going to compete at the 2A level, you're going to have to be a lot better than what this team is. Wart gets an offensive rebound, goes up, and he traveled. Had it, wanted to spin baseline after the offensive rebound and just, I think, change pivot feet down there to get more comfortable. Easy to do, easy to make that mistake. Especially when somebody's kind of bumping you a little bit and giving you some contact. Rex with it out top. Hatch on him. Rex crosses over, gets past Hatch, a little floater in the lane, misses that one. Fights for it, can't get it back. Ball is out of bounds off the Falcons. Warrior basketball. 3:12 left to go, fourth quarter. Warriors up 71-34. So what we're really missing in this game is a dunk from Josh Ward. He had his chance in the open floor, didn't get his feet right, and so just laid it in. But that's all that's really missing here. We had a dunk from Jaeger earlier. We go down in the right corner to Hatch. His pass knocked away. He gets it back. Hatch driving through traffic, gets hit a couple times, frustrated. There's a steal, and Hatch pokes it back away. Predmore chases it down, loses it on the baseline, and McNulty gets the steal. McNulty winds his way through some traffic. Gets up the middle of the floor here now. Hook pass over to Streeter. Streeter down in the corner. Duncan for three. Good. I'll tell you what. If you need a three-point shooter, Michael Duncan can fill the bill for you. He's 3 out of 4 since coming into the game. He's got 11 points in the game. What a quick, sweet stroke he's got from the three-point line. Not a real big kid. Not very physical, but, boy, he's got a nice stroke. There's Wart with a steal. Wart in the open floor. It's a 4 or 5 on 1. He lays it up and in on the offensive rebound putback. Hatch missed the initial offering, and Wart put it up and in. Nice job by Josh Wart to keep following the play there. Warriors had like a 5-on-2 break there. Fred Moore gives it to Rex. Rex way out, about 23, 24 feet, hits another three. So he has 20 points in the game, leading them in scoring, leading everybody in scoring. It's a nice pass down to Streeter. Streeter to Wart. Wart lays it up and in. That's a great pass from West Streeter to find Josh Wart on the other side of the key. Streeter caught it on the right block and immediately made a little pocket bounce pass over to Wart. Wart laid it up with two hands and in off the glass. Rex with it. It's 84-37 Warriors. Fred Moore misses a three. Duncan with the rebound. Throws it ahead to McNulty. McNulty going one-on-one with Rex. Misses. Rex blocks it. Wart follows. He can't finish. Fred Moore with a rebound. Minute 15 to go in the game. Fred Moore takes it in. He is fouled from behind by Michael Duncan on the drive. That'll be the 15th foul on the Warriors. It's going to be ball out of bounds for the Falcons. Warriors just overmatching the Falcons. Tommy Jackson going to come back in, I think, and get Josh Ward a break. Josh has played a lot of minutes without a break, and that gives a nice hand from the Warrior fans who traveled up here. About 25 or 30 of them here. Pass tipped by Jackson. They're going to say, I think he was too close. So that's a violation. It'll be a warning, delay a game warning against the Warriors. Jackson needs to give him a little bit more space on the baseline. Can't cross that out-of-bounds line when you're defending with any part of your body. So Jackson steps back a little bit. Campbell trying to get it in. Jackson tips it anyway. Duncan with the steal. Throws it ahead to Streeter. Streeter on the open floor. Takes it in. Lays it up with the left hand and in. Nice job by Duncan and Streeter there. Duncan, great eyes to after he got the steal to see Streeter streaking down the floor. And a perfect pass from Duncan to catch him in stride. 86-37. It's a deep three by Rex. No good. Rebound. Offensive rebound for the Falcons. Back out to Rex. Another three. No good on this one. Duncan saves it. Saves it back to Rex. Rex loses it on the floor. Ends up with it right next to the basket. Misses Jackson with the rebound to Streeter. Streeter with 40 seconds. Throws it ahead to McNulty. McNulty lays it up and in. Nice pass from Streeter. McNulty. McNulty with four now in the game. And Streeter with a beautiful assist. He's got a couple of assists in this game. Walker swings it to Rex out on top. 23 seconds to go. The drive by Reed. Puts up a tough little runner. He's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Little freshman guard. Good aggressive take by him. He's pretty undersized. They list him at 5'9". And if they put a weight on him, he might be 120 pounds. But he might not be. Might be 110. Might not be 110. He's pretty small. I don't know. Misses the first foul shot. But he's getting some varsity action here. Getting to play with the big boys a little bit. It's kind of fun. 17.4 seconds left to go in this one. Reed misses the second one. And Jackson with the rebound. Gets it to up the court. Streeter has it, and they'll hold it. And that will be the game, folks. Final score here is going to be Warriors 88, Falcons 37. Pretty easy win for the Warriors. Won't help their RPI rankings at all. Might hurt them a little bit, but it doesn't really matter. In the grand scheme of things, what you do in the league is what's going to really determine where you end up in that playoff seeding anyway. Final score, Warriors 88 and Falcons 37. We'll be right back with some scoring totals for you. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Final score here, Warriors with an 88-37 win over the Faith Bible Falcons. Warriors were led by a very balanced attack, but the leading scorer, I think, for the Warriors was Jason Nelson and Tommy Jackson, 14 apiece. Josh Wart with 13. Michael Duncan, 11. Kodiak Yeager, 10. Sam White and Zach Blake, 9 each. McNulty with 4. And I think Wes Streeter with 4. So good balance scoring for the Warriors. Good win for them tonight. They will play the winner of the varsity boys game later tonight between Mount Vernon Academy from Washington and Riverdale. So girls will play at 5:30 tomorrow. We'll be back on the air shortly before that. Same place. You can listen to it tomorrow. And until then, have a good night, everybody. And thanks for listening.